And my friend Ram Dass, many, many years ago, tells a wonderful story that illustrates how difficult it is for some people to understand this level of consciousness. And he tells a story of a shepherd. And the shepherd was tending to his flock. And a person from this ego consciousness, from another part of the world, approached him. And he said to the shepherd, he said, would you mind if I ask you a few questions about your sheep? And the shepherd said, why, certainly. He said, well, tell me, he said, how far would you say your sheep graze or walk in a given day? And the shepherd said, well, I can't answer that question unless you tell me which ones you're speaking about, the white ones or the black ones. Well, this man said, the white ones. He said, well, the white ones walk 4 miles every single day. We've measured that. He said, that's amazing. And he said, what about the black ones? He said, well, the black ones also walk 4 miles. Well, he was a little perplexed by that, but he said, well, tell me this. He said, tell me, how much food would you say your sheep would eat in a given day? And the shepherd again said, well, I can't answer your question unless you tell me, are you speaking about the white ones or the black ones? He said, well, tell me about the white ones. He said, well, the white ones eat exactly 3.5 pounds of grass every single day. We've measured that. He said, really? He said, well, what about the black ones? And he said, well, they eat 3.5 pounds as well. Well, the man just got a little more frustrated. Finally, he said to him, he said, well, in the springtime, at shearing time, he said, how much wool would you say your sheep give? And the man said, which are you speaking about? He said, well, the white ones. And he said, well, we've measured that. He said, the white ones give 6 pounds of wool every spring at shearing time. And he said, well, what about the black ones? He said, well, the black ones give 6 pounds also. Finally, the man was beside himself. He just couldn't understand this. And he said to him, I don't understand this. Every time I ask you a question about your sheep, you ask me to divide them into the white ones and into the black ones, and then you tell me they're exactly the same. He said, why would you do that? He said, oh, he said, that may be a bit confusing to you. He said, let me explain. He said, you see all of those sheep out there? He said, yeah. He said, you see the white ones? He said, yeah. He said, I see the white ones. He said, well, the white ones are mine. I was given them, I raised them, and they're all mine. I own all of those sheep. Oh, he said, I understand. And he said, what about the black ones? He said, well, I own them too. And that was the story. And it's the story that I've always been amused by. I remember when I called one of my friends, and he laughed out loud at that story, Deepak Chopra. He said, it got to him. The idea was that we, and from ego consciousness and group consciousness, need to divide everything into colors and into appearances. But there are some of us who understand that those are just artificial divisions and dichotomies. And in fact, everything in the universe is all sharing the same intelligence. We're all one, even though we try so hard to divide them up.